that's given by our youth team.
提醒我们在他的面前要安静。
Reminding us to stay still in him.
即使洪水泛滥，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
Even when the flood is coming, and Jehovah is still in charge.
是的，我们人生不是风平浪静的。
Yes, in our life, it's not always still and without any storms.
信耶稣的平安不是不出事的平安。
The peace we get from trusting Jesus is not that there's nothing that's going to come our way.
我们中国人最喜欢平安，是不是？
Our Chinese love safety and peace.
但是当你问他什么是平安，没有人讲得出来。
But when we ask someone what is peace, no one can tell us.
有一位姊妹跟我说，平安就是平平安安啊。
One sister once told me that to have peace is just to be safe.
那你说了也是白说，哈哈，平安是平平安安，平安就是不出事。
And she also said that to have peace is just to be safe.
如果平安，如果平安只是在这个水平的话，那你发现基督徒应该不会生病的。
If you say that to have peace is just to stay on the water, on the surface, and you know that Christians should never get sick.
开车是不会出车祸的。
And you will never be accidents when you drive.
所以你信耶稣受洗以后，你可以闭着眼睛开车。
So someone may say, okay, after you get baptized in Jesus Christ, then you can just drive without looking at the road.
因为上帝保佑我平安。
Because God is always blessing you and blessing with the safety.
你发现不是如此。
But you find out it's not the case.
你发现基督徒一样有车祸。
When you find out it's the Christians are like everybody else, we also get involved in accidents.
一样会生病。
And they also get sick.
那你说，那信耶稣跟不信耶稣有什么差别？
Now when you say, okay, then what difference does it make to believe in Jesus or not?
差别就在。
The difference resides in.
一个基督徒当他出车祸的时候，他知道上帝与他同在。
When involved in an accident, a Christian knows that God is with him.
当他生极重的病的时候，他知道他的生命仍然在上帝的手中。
When he gets sick, he knows that his life is in the hand of Jesus Christ.
基督徒的平安是不是从环境来的平安？
The peace that Christians have do not come from environment.
许多人当环境顺着他意思的时候，他就平安。
Many people will say, okay, they will feel so safe and peaceful when the environment follows his will.
当环境不顺着他的意思的时候，他平安就没有了，他就紧张了。
When the environment is working against him, then he feels so nervous, so irritable.
当他旁边的人听他的话，他就很平安。
When people around him listen to what he said, then he feels so good and so peaceful.
当他旁边的人不听话的时候，他就不平安。
When people around them do not listen to him, then he feels irritated and then not feel peaceful.
所以你发现谈恋爱的人都蛮平安的。
Now you find that the people in love, they feel so peaceful and
哇，情侣说什么都好。
And every word that the lover says sounds so good to the ear.
很多人结婚以后就不平安了。
Many people after they get married, they feel okay, life is not the same.
哎，你的配偶真的是让你伤脑筋啊。
And your spouse is always the troublemaker for you.
你要他做什么，他就是不做什么。
When you ask him or her to do something, and the other person always does something different.
我们的平安不是这样来的。
Our peace is not this way.
我们的平安不是从环境，不是从别人给我们的。
Our peace does not come from an environment. It's not given by others around us.
我们的平安是从上帝来的。
Our peace comes from God.
谢谢你们的献诗。
Thank you for your worship and your.
今天早上我所讲的信息就跟你们的献诗是一样的。
The message I will give this morning is related to the.
我要跟大家分享的是，这个平安是从里面而来的。
I'm going to share with you that the peace we have comes from inside.
许多时候我们的主甚至给我们更困难的环境，叫我们来经历他的平安。
In some situations, God will lead us in a very difficult condition situation to let us experience his peace and love.
请大家跟我一起打开你的圣经，马太福音十四章。
Please open your Bible with me, Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章。
Chapter 14.
我们要从22节念到23节。
We will read from verse 22 to verse 33.
我以前都鼓励弟兄姊妹带自己的圣经。
I always encourage our brothers and sisters to bring your own Bible.
我发现新一代的他们用 iPhone 就够了。
I found that new generation to use they use iPhone and that's enough for them.
所以都可以。
Either way is fine.
但是我希望你们不要靠教会的 PowerPoint。
But I hope that you do not rely on the PowerPoint.
我希望你自己随身要有任何一种版本，电子版本也好。
I hope you have a Bible with you, no matter it's a paper version or it's the electronic version.
可以常常的读它。
So you can refer to the scripture all the time.
我们要从二十二节读到三十三节。
We'll read from verse 22 to verse 33.
因为这一段经文蛮长的。
This passage is quite long.
所以我就请我们的姊妹。用英文把它来读一次。
Okay, I will read in English just once. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone.But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid."Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt?And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God.
今天早上我要邀请大家来，我们来一同为神冒险。
This morning, I invite everyone to take risks for God.
你说不会吧？是平安的神，怎么会要我们冒险？
You might say, oh no, how can the God who gave us peace want us to take risks?
我信神就是我不想冒险。
I believe in God because I do not want to take risks.
所以不想冒险的人要去买保险。
So people who do not want to take risks, they go and buy insurance.
信神就是有保险。
To believe in God is to have this insurance.
但是今天早上我想带着大家看，神的确要信他的人冒险。
But this morning, I want to let everyone see that God really wants us to take a risk.
你记不记得圣经上有一个才干的比喻？
Do you remember the parable in the about the talents in the Bible?
5,000 talents, 2,000 talents, 1,000 talents.
The story about 5 talents.
前面两个
one talent.
前面两个5,000 talents, 2,000 talents 的赚钱都回来了。
The one who got 5 talents and 2 talents, they earned more money.
最后一个1,000 talents 的，他把钱埋在地上。
The last one who got 1 talent, he buried the money in the ground.
但是我想你们当中不需要做生意的。都知道什么是怎么样去赚钱。
I believe everyone among you knows how to make money.
那个袁弟兄，我的高音能不能低一点？有点刺耳，低音大一点，高音小一点，谢谢。那我们拿这个去赚钱的时候呢，你必须要怎么样啊？先把钱花出去。
When you want to do business, when you want to earn money, you have to invest, spend the money first.
你有五千两了。
When you have 5 talents,
你不可能第二天就五千两就赚回来了。
You cannot get 5 talents back right away the second day.
你必须要先把这五千两投资出去。
You must invest this 5 talents first.
在你投资出去的时候，你不知道你会不会赚回来。
When you make that investment, you are not sure whether you can earn the whole thing back.
你不知道你会赚多少回来。
And you don't know exactly how much more money you are going to get back.
所以这五千两，他拿1,000块去去这个买个租个仓库。
So among these 5 talents, he may use 1 talent to rent storage.
3,000块进货。
Maybe 3 talents to get more goods in.
1,000块来打广告。
And spend another 1 talent on advertising.
5,000块投资出去了。
So the 5 talents were spent this way.
现在零元。
Now he has zero.
或者说他这五千块是别人投资他的，他现在。欠5,000块，因为他买出去了。
Or you can say that he owes 5 talents right now because other people had that, those five talents.
然后第一笔交易进来了。
Then the first trade came in.
100块。
100.
他利润假设20块啊。
Maybe $20. Oh, the benefit, maybe the profit is $20.
第二笔300块。
Then the next one comes in, there's 300.
利润60块。
With a profit of $60.
那第三笔可能他只卖了50块被人家杀价了。
Then maybe the third one came in, he only sold it for $50.
结果中间两个礼拜金融风暴没生意。
Then maybe when the time came, there's a storm in the financial market that he had no business.
不论如何在主人回来的时候呢他整个生意5000块投资出去赚了5000块又赚了5000块回来。
So no matter how, then when the master came back, his first five talents investment brought back another five talents.
但是我们怎么看见他这个是冒险赚回来的呢？
But how can we see that this is what he earned from taking risks?
就是他从主人那里拿到5000块的时候。
When he got the five talents from his master,
他的钞票上是FJ06043874A.
So we can see the serial number on the note may be JF06043874A.
那假设这个5000块是50张他就到什么74757677加50号去了。
So maybe the five talents are 50 notes with a serial number printed on them.
所以主人知道假设哈主人知道他给他这个钞票的是50张连号都给他了。
So the master may know that the money he gave him at first was the 50 bills with a serial number all connected together.
但是当主人回来他拿着10000块他拿着100张的钞票回到主人面前的时候主人发现没有一张是原来的号码。
Then when he brought the $100 like the notes back to his masters, to his master noticed that the serial numbers were no longer the same.
这就是才干。
This is talent.
这是为主做工的原则。
And this is the principle to work for God.
这就是冒险。
This is taking risks.
你必须要给出去。
You must invest. You must give out.
而且你给出去的时候，你还不知道拿不拿得回来。
And also when you gave that out, you are not sure whether you can get everything back.
你还不知道会不会赚取更多。
And it is not clear in your mind that you can earn more from that.
那一千两的就不一样，他不敢冒险。
For the person who got one talent, that the story is different.
所以你发现他没有把一千两花出去。
He did not invest that one talent.
他没有花出去啊。
He didn't spend it.
他只是不想冒险啊。
He didn't want to take any risk.
他要保险。
He wants insurance.
他把它买起来。
So what he did, he buried that money in the ground.
所以他说想说回来的时候呢他就把这个钱交给主人最保险的。
So he thinks it's the surest thing that he can give the original one talent back to his master when he gets back.
原封不动。
And the money didn't change with the same serial number.
结果主人一看他的钞票号码跟原来一样。
And the master suddenly noticed that the serial number was exactly the same as the one he gave out at first.
圣经没有告诉我们说如果他拿一千块出去只赚一千块回来会怎么样圣经没有讲。
The Bible didn't tell us what would have happened if he invested that one talent and that he earned one talent back.
但是圣经很清楚地告诉我们他没有拿这一千块钱出去。
But the Bible clearly told us he did not give out this one talent he got.
主人骂他说你这又恶又懒的仆人。
The master scolded him, you wicked and lazy servant.
你说懒我很明白啊。
I understand the lazy part.
是不是我没有去工作我把它买起来我算懒。你说我饿在哪里
?And, I didn't go out and work, and maybe I'm lazy, but how can you doubt me to be wicked?
你给我的资源我好好把它收着我饿在哪里。
What you gave me, I kept a good store, be a good steward to it. I saved it. When, where can I be called wicked?
主说我把我给你的你把它保险了这就是你饿的地方。
The Lord said, what I gave you, you made it so safe that you did not do anything with it. And this is the wicked part.
今天早上有没有上帝给你的你就把它摆在那里的。
This morning, do we have something that God gave us that we laid it aside?
这是你一个悔改的机会。
And this is a chance for us to repent.
这是你一个改变的机会。
This is a chance for us to make a change.
因为有一天，如果你还不改变，有一天神碰到你，他会说你这个恶仆人。
If we don't change, then in the, when we see God, and God may say, you wicked servant.
这么多年我把这么宝贵的东西摆在你的里面，你竟然就把它埋起来。
I gave you such wonderful talents for over the years, and you didn't make any use of it, and you put it aside.
我盼望我们彼此勉励。
I hope that we encourage each other.
有一天我们遇见神，他会对我们说，我们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
One day when we see God, God will comment saying, you diligent, you nice servant.
这个企业方面的这个专家叫做 Zig Ziglar.
A business mogul called Zig Ziglar.
他说飞机最大风险的时候就是在它起飞和降落的时候。
Zig Ziglar once said that the most dangerous thing for airplanes is when they take off and land.
所以如果你不想冒险的话，
If you do not want to take any risks,
你开一个航空公司，
and you open an airline company,
那你只要不要让飞机起飞，不要让它降落就没事了。
And you just let the plane sit there and do not let them take off and land, then it's very safe.
但是他后面讲那句话很重要。
But the one after that is very important.
他说起飞降落是最大风险的事情。
He said that takeoff and landing is the most important thing for airplanes.
但是那是飞机最应该做的事。
But that's what the airplanes were meant to do.
飞机停着不飞，让它生锈。
It is even riskier for a plane to sit there and rust.
带来更大的冒险。
And that will bring more risks to the company.
所以今天早上我邀请大家一起，我们为着神来冒险。
So this morning I invite everybody with us.To take risks for God.
我们在这段里面看到他们刚才经历了耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
In this passage, we saw that Jesus, God just fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 pieces of fish.
毫无疑问的，这对门徒来讲，这是一个奉心会，一个培灵会。
There's no doubt to the disciples, this is such a wonderful time. It's a revival and it's a retreat.
剥下来的五饼二鱼，经过了十二个门徒的手中，去喂饱五千个人。
The 5 loaves and 2 pieces, 2 fish, through disciples' hand and fed 5,000 people.
他们亲身经历到神迹。
They experienced this miracle.
虽然很兴奋。
Even though they were so excited.
但是可能很累。
But they were also very exhausted at the time.
听到一整天，服侍一整个晚上。
They already listened to the sermon for the whole day and served the whole evening.
到了晚上，他们要坐船渡到对岸。
By the end of the day, they need to take the boat to go to the other side of the lake.
渡到对岸，一条再简单不过的路。
It's such a simple thing just to go to the other side of the lake.
中间就出了问题。
Then something happened.
我不晓得你有没有这样的经历。
I don't know whether you have such experience.
就在你上班最累的时候。
When you go to work, when you are the most exhausted.
就在你身体最差的时候。
When you feel the weakest point.
明明回家就是一条简单的路，就那一天偏偏堵得不得了。
It's such a simple thing to go back home, but then that day a traffic jam happened.
圣经说到四更天的时候。
The Bible said one is about three to 6 o'clock in the morning.
大概就是三点到六点的这个时间。
Roughly, yeah, it's the fourth watch.
也就是人最想睡的时候。
It's also the sleepiest time for people.
狂风巨浪。
Storm came and with the wild waves.
他们发现耶稣在海上走。
They noticed that Jesus was walking on the lake.
这个时候门徒可能已经是累了，就是已经累得不得了的。
By this time, the disciples were probably totally exhausted.
又想睡，但是又不能睡，因为狂风巨浪。
They wanted to sleep, but they couldn't because it was such a stormy night and with a huge wind and waves.
他们看见一个人在海上走。
They saw someone walking on the lake.
他们第一个反应就是是鬼。
The first response they had is a ghost.
我们看到我们不熟悉的反应，不熟悉的东西，我们第一个反应就是负面的。
When we see something that's not familiar to us, our first response is a negative one.
这个跟我过去的不一样。
This is different from what I know before.
这个是不好的。
And this must be something that's not good.
门徒的反应很正常。
It's a very normal response that the disciples had.
虽然不属灵，但是很正常。
Even though it's not spiritual, but it's so normal.
所以你发现正常不一定属灵哈。
So we can see that to be normal doesn't mean that to be spiritual.
所以耶稣一点都没有斥责他们。
We notice that Jesus did not scold them.
耶稣告诉他们说不要怕。
Jesus told them, do not be afraid.
表明身份说是我。
And make himself clear, it is I.
门徒听见是耶稣，他们就已经先安了一半的心了。
When the disciples heard it was Jesus, then their heart was already settled.
狂风巨浪还在。
The storms were still there.
但是他们知道那一位不是鬼，是主。
But they know that one walking on the water is not a ghost, but it's their Lord Jesus.
结果彼得啊，他就说。主啊，让我如果是你，让我走到你那里去。
Then Peter said, "Lord, if it is really you, then let me come to you on the water."
他对主提了一个要求。
He made a request to Jesus.
很多人不敢冒险。
Many people are afraid of taking risks.
为什么不敢冒险
？Why they are afraid?
因为第一个是害怕。
The first reason is fear.
怕做不好。
To be afraid that they may not do it right, do it well.
小时候有立志要做什么的，要做好太太的。
Maybe someone set their goals when they were young to be a good wife.
还有要做科学家，要做总统的，有没有很多
？Someone wanted to be a scientist. Someone even wanted to be a president.
现在做的99%都不是小时候要做的，对不对
？So what we look around us, like 99% of us do not do the thing we were dreaming of doing when we were young.
为什么不敢去做
？Why we didn't do it?
怕做不好。
Because we were afraid of messing up.
我也想自己开个店啊。
I wanted to open my own business.
我也想发展什么。
I also want to develop something new.
到了中年还有换跑道的想法。
But when we turn to middle age, then we still have the dream of changing course.
为什么不敢
？Why? What stopped us taking the step?
万一做不好怎么办
？Because if we messed up, if something happened.
我九六年现身。
I gave myself fully to the Lord in 1996.
献身的见证，下一次有机会跟大家分享。
I will share that part of my life next time when I have a chance.
我在献身的时候，我就在那里痛哭。
When I made that decision, I was crying out loud.
我说主啊，我这辈子完蛋了。
I said, Lord, and my life is done by now.
要给你用了。
Let me just give it to you.
什么都没了。
Nothing. I have nothing left. Everything is gone.
所以其实我哭是哭我自己。真的，真的。
What I was crying about was about myself.
我蛮有才华的。
Because I was so talented.
小聪明也很多。
I know how to get things done.
我想给主用了这些才华还用得到吗？
If I devote myself to Lord, how can I make use of those talents?
在教会，人家最讨厌你就是耍小聪明。
In church, everyone is disgusted for people who are making small tricks.
哎呀，我说主啊，我这么宝贵的放在你手里，你可要好好用。
I said, Oh Lord.How precious am I? I put myself in your hand. Please make good use of me.
那个时候我在洛杉矶，我就进了神学院。
At that time, I was in Los Angeles, so I entered the seminary.
神学院里面，哇，那个神学啊，旧约、新约，那个什么什么学，大家讨论的，热热闹闹的。
So in the seminary, we had a lot of discussions, debates about Old Testament, New Testament.
我们那个神学院各国的人都在里面。
We had people from all nations in the seminary.
也有很多很好学校来后来博士毕业来读神学的。
There were some of them who came from very prestigious schools and they even got PhDs.
每一个都带着服侍主的热忱。
Everyone came with a heart to serve the Lord.
跟教授这个又从他那边学习又跟他争论一点都不怕。
And arguing with the professors and then they were learning and trying hard and with no fear.
我毕业的时候还写过自己写过一篇毕业宣言。
When I graduated, I have written a graduation statement.
说我毕业以后怎么样要为主所用。
After graduation, I stated how I want to be used by the Lord.
神的国要因为我而怎么样怎么样。
God's kingdom would advance because of me.
我站在神学院三楼的那个教室窗口对着外面来念一遍。
I stood on the third floor classroom window in the seminary and really reading it out loud to the outside.
后来那篇再也没拿出来过。
And that's the only time I read it. I never took it out again.
雄心万丈。
Full of ambition.
我神学院毕业的时候，卡拉马苏教会，那个时候我们经过祷告，神就带领我们到密西根的卡拉马苏来。
After graduating from the seminary, and with God's calling, we came to Kalamazoo church to serve.
我从洛杉矶一个人开车，我跟我太太刚结婚，她怀孕，在洛杉矶等我，坐飞机来。我一个人开车，车上装满了衣服、电脑，一个人开车从洛杉矶到卡拉马苏，开了好像有2400多 miles。
At that time, my wife was pregnant, so she stayed in Los Angeles. I loaded the car with computers, clothes, and drove all by myself from Los Angeles to Kalamazoo, over 2,000 miles.
你每一天开八个小时、十个小时，然后就休息。
I drove 8 to 10 hours each day, and then had a rest.
哇，在洛杉矶，在加州的时候，一路我要去牧会了，我要去牧会了。
In Los Angeles, while in California, I was so charged up, saying, "I want to serve. I want to serve the church."
到了 Arizona 的时候，就有一点安静下来了。
When I reached Arizona, my heart was no longer as warm.
那时候是一月，所以我是顺着南边开，不要避雪路，顺着南边开，到了大概 Tennessee 那附近再往北啊。
So that was January. So I took the south route and then along this, and then took the north route coming here.
进了德州，我开始紧张了。
When I entered Texas, I started feeling nervous.
我真的要去牧会吗？
Is that really something I want to do, to go and serve a church?
我刚从神学院毕业。
I just graduated from the seminary.
我能牧会吗？
Can I do it?
神学院那些老师是可以讨论，可以争论的。
The professors in the, I can argue with any topic with the professors in the seminary.
教会那些长老执事就不一样了。
But I cannot do the same with the, with the people in charge in the church.
哎呀，有人跟我们说他们是披着羊皮的狼啊。对不起。
I was once told those leaders in the church are actually wolves in sheep's skin.
我越想越紧张。
The more I think about it and the more nervous I got.
我说我万一我把教会牧垮了怎么办？
What happened if I messed up? I destroyed the church.
这卡拉马苏虽然小，人家教会也快20年了。
Even though Kalamazoo, the Chinese Christian Church, was not a big one, but it's been there for over 20 years.
你们不要以为牧师不能把教会牧垮啊。
Do not think that the pastor could not destroy a church.
当然，教会要垮也不能全靠牧师一个人了哈。
But certainly, when the church collapses, it's not because of the pastor's himself.
需要有一个相当同工的团队一起把它弄垮啊。
It requires a collaboration of a pastor plus the co-worker team to destroy the church together.
哎呀，神学院毕业以后，我就发现，我本来觉得自己很宝贵，后来我说啊，主啊，你，我实在是没什么哈。
After just graduated from the seminary, I felt so high about myself. But then later I realized, Lord, I am nothing.
啊，那你至少这个没有大材小用，至少你小材大用，好不好？啊。
Even though I was not as highly talented as I thought, but Lord, at least you can make use of my small talent.
我不能，但是靠着你，我凡事都能。
Even though I could not do it, but with you, I can do everything.
啊，今天牧会在卡拉马苏12年的时间。
I have been leading the Kalamazoo Church for over 12 years.
当然，在这个十二年当中，我给教会带来不少的伤害。
But certainly during this 12 years of service, I did bring some harm to the church.
但是我也靠着神的恩典，一步一步走，一点一点的被改变。
But I also experienced God's grace along every step of the way. I was changed and carved.
教会有一个好的同工团队跟着我一起改变。
We had a great co-worker team to change together with me.
所以今天我在神的面前，我说主啊，感谢你废物利用。
Today I stand in front of God. I thank God that He make good uses from the trash that we used to be.
你的梦想在哪里？
What are your dreams?
神给你的感动在哪里？
What are you most motivated by God?
是不是该是为他冒险的时候？
It is time that you take a risk for God.
第二个不愿意冒险的原因是安于现状。
The second reason for not wanting to take a risk is to be complacent about status quo.
学业也有一个阶段了，事业也有一个高度了。
Our study has reached a certain stage. Our career is probably very stable at the point.
更何况还有家庭，还有其他的这种需要。
We also have the need to supply the family.
啊，我想就像我就现在这样子过日子吧。
Let me just live the life as I have now.
所以你发现当一个人没有办法看见他的缺乏，他是不会做改变的。
Then you see that when a person cannot see his lacking, then he will never make a change.
是，我知道你够好了。
Yes, I know you are already good enough.
但是当你没有看到更好的，你永远不会往下跨一步。
But if you do not see anything better, you will never take the next step.
你永远不愿意改变。
You never want to change.
我想今天早上我们团队是一个很好的见证。
This morning, our worship team is a great witness.
昨天我实在没有时间来介绍我的团队。
Yesterday I did not have time to introduce my team.
今天我也不打算介绍我的团队。
And this morning I am not planning to introduce them either.
但是我要告诉你们，我们当中有一位是怀孕来这边来跟我们一起出来带事。
But I want to tell you, one of our sisters in the worship team is actually pregnant right now.
结婚不到六个月。
And she's just married for 6 months.
还有一对刚从蜜月回来。
Another couple just came back from the honeymoon.
结婚刚刚一个月几天？一个月零四天。
They just got married, newlywed for 1 month and 4 days.
他们跟我们一起开车到你们教会来服侍你们。
They drove together with us to this church to serve.
我没有看不起大家的意思。
I do not want to despise, to look down upon the church here, because I do not know the brothers and sisters here. But I want to challenge you.
你们为着主有没有这样的心？
For to God, do you have a heart like this?
每一个年龄的人，不管从老最老的到最小的，都告诉我他不能服侍的原因。
Every person from any age group have a strong reason to tell me how he cannot serve God.
啊，年轻的说，哎呀，我不能参加诗班，因为我还小，因为我怎么样。
The young people told me I cannot join the choir team because I'm still young. I have this and that to take care of.
毕业的时候我要找工作。
When I graduate, I need to look for a job.
工作的时候我要办身份。
When I started working, I need to worry about my status.And then next thing, I'm going to get married.
然后有人说我刚结婚。
And someone says I just got married.
啊，我要生孩子。
And I need to prepare to have a baby.
孩子生出来更不能服侍。
And after children are born, I cannot serve.
我的孩子现在要长大，要上大学。
Because my children need to grow up, they need to go to college.
上了大学呢？
After they go to college.
哎呀，我太老了，不能服侍。
Oh, I'm so old, I cannot serve anymore.
你们不是都是年轻人吗？
Because we are all young people, and those are the excuses we give.
每一个年龄层都有人有原因不能服侍。
Every age group.People can find reasons that they cannot serve.
但是你看看教会在服侍的那些少数人。
But if you look around, you look at the people who are serving in the church.
每一个年龄层的人都有。
And there are people from every age group.
我们为着这些人来赞美主。
We praise the Lord for people like this.
他们跟你的原因一样。
They have the same excuses, same reasons as you have.
但是你为着自己，你以自己为中心，自己家庭，自己事业在那里打转，他在那里服侍神的家。
But your focus is on your own needs and focusing on your family, and their focus is to serve the Lord, serve the church.
为主来冒险。
Take risks for the Lord.
我今天可能要超时了。
I may spend a little overtime today.
但是我听说你们今天是联合聚会。
But here I heard that today is a joint worship.
所以没有结束时间。
So there's no ending time.
所以那个烤猪可以留到晚餐吃。
So the roast pig can be there till for dinner.
我要分成三点来看一看彼得这个冒险的行动，它乃是一个信心的行动。
I want to share with you that the 3 points that what Peter did was actually an action of taking risks.
许多基督徒的冒险有的时候到了血气的地步。
Some Christians who take risks is from their own flesh.
啊，用那个 from there. 对，他们从自己的情感里面出来说，哎，你不是信上帝，信上帝你就应该有信心呐。
They think that everything comes from their own feeling. They say, you trust God, and then you should have faith.
我在洛杉矶的确碰到这样一类的言论。
When I was in Los Angeles, I did meet people who had such opinions.
你信上帝，你就敢啊，你就敢跳啊。
Because you believe in God, then you should have faith, and you can jump.
要有信心。
You should have faith.
你要知道你这个信心是不是从神来的。
You need to make sure that whether this faith comes from God.
不是自己感觉有没有信心。
It's not like what you feel.
不是因为有神，所以你什么闭眼睛都敢开车。
It's not because of there's God that you can do anything you want, even driving a car blindfolded.
必须要从上帝来的信心，你带着这样的信心，你说好，不论前面如何，我跳。
The faith must come from God, then you know for sure that no matter what's in front of you, you can jump.
如果我们凭着血气来挑战自己，来挑战别人的话，那跟魔鬼是一样的工作。
If we challenge ourselves from our own thinking, our own feeling, our own flesh, then there's no difference from what we do and from that of the evil.
你记不记得魔鬼也告诉耶稣说，你可以跳啊。
Remember what Satan told Jesus, you can jump.
但是我们来今天来早上来看彼得的冒险是不一样的。
But this morning we can see that Peter's risk taking is totally different.
第一
First,
我现在才开始讲到哈。
I just started the sermon right now.
他跟主求一件他没有办法自己来完成的事情。
He was asking God for one thing that he knows he cannot do all by himself.
你发现经文告诉我们彼得说二十八节说主啊如果是你请叫我从水面上走到你那里去二十八
We notice that verse 28 Peter said Lord if it is you tell me to come to you on the water
我们常常读到这一段我们马上就来骂彼得 来责备他了
When we read this verse before, we always come to criticize Peter.
你看这个彼得那么爱出风头。
Look at this Peter, he wants to show off.
你看他这个这么冲动。
Look at him, he's
那么冲动。Impulsive.
He's so impulsive.
他看到是耶稣他就跳了。
He saw it was Jesus and he jumped.
你好好看彼得没有这样做。
Look at closely, Peter did not do this way.
所以这一段我发现在 90% 的圣经的题目标题都是耶稣履海或者是耶稣走在水面上。
When we read carefully, we know that 90% of the Bibles listed the title as Jesus walk on the water.
那今天我要来为彼得平反。
But today I want to make a good name and then for Peter.
如果圣经是我翻译的话，这一段标题叫做彼得走在水面上。
If I were the one to translate the Bible, I would make the title to be Peter walks on the water.
但是还好不是我翻译啊。
But it's good that it's not me who translated the Bible.
但是你听着我们一起跟彼得走这一条冒险的路，你发现这个标题一点都没有错。
But when we walk together with Peter to see this passage, then we know that the title is exactly right.
所以我们在那里批评责备彼得的时候，你注意，彼得跟我们的主说，请你叫我走到你那里去。
When we were criticizing Peter, we need to pay attention that Peter asked the Lord, tell me to come to you on the water.
走在水上到耶稣那里啊。
Walk to Jesus on the water.
彼得对自己的能耐很清楚。
Peter was very clear about his own ability.
啊，你们住 Ann Arbor 的人，你们 Ann Arbor 有没有河啊？有哈，有河。
There's river in Ann Arbor.
你这个别人不知道水性啊，你说住那个内陆的人不懂水性，彼得不会，彼得是渔夫啊。
If a people who stayed inland do not know how to get around in the water, but it's different for Peter. He is a fisherman.
他知道什么叫做。走在水面上，当然他没走过哈。
He knows exactly what it means to walk on water, even though he never did it before.
他知道这件事情靠他自己绝对做不到。
He is very certain that this thing alone, he cannot do it all by himself.
所以他跟我们的主求。
That's why he was asking God.
他冒了一个很大的险，为了就是要走到耶稣那里去。
He took a huge risk, and the reason is that he wants to walk to Jesus.
许多时候我们跟神求我们只是求神帮我们的忙而已
Many times we ask God to help us
我们发现我们的预算也有财务预算也有了
We find that we have the budget
我们人手也有了
We have the human side we have people
我们空间也有了
We have space
好我们就去做了
Then we can start working on this
然后我们祷告说上帝你可要帮忙
Then we pray to God Oh God please send us a hand We are your church
我们是你的儿女啊
We are your children
如果做到了
If we succeed in this
我们说感谢上帝
We say praise the Lord
但是我们内心的深处我们实在不太清楚 到底是我们做的还是上帝做的。
But deeply in our heart, we were not very sure that whether it's us who did this, who succeeded in this, or it was God.
我们求神帮助我们每一个事工，并没有错。
We ask God to help us with every service. That is correct. That's not wrong.
但是一个一心向主的门徒，在他生命当中，会有一些时候他要冒险。
But a wholehearted servant, a disciple in his life, he must take risks.
他跟神求的是一件他知道靠他自己完全做不到的事情。
The request he made to the Lord was the one he knows exactly that he could not do it by himself.
以至于如果当他完成的时候，
to the point that when he succeeded in doing this,
他知道一定把荣耀归给上帝。
He knew for sure that.The praise belongs to the Lord.
他周围的人也知道一定把荣耀归给上帝。
And the people around him also were very sure that the praise belongs to the Lord.
因为靠他是做不到的。
Because this is not something that he can do all by himself.
所以使徒行传我们就看见这样的情形。
From Acts, we see a lot of such cases.
人家说像彼得这样的渔夫怎么能讲出这样的话来？
They say a fisherman like Peter, how can he give such nice, strong, eloquent argument?
约翰福音第三章，尼哥底母对耶稣也有一样的结论，说你所做的是若不是从神来，没有人做得出来。
In John chapter 3, Nicodemus also said the same thing, saying, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miracles, miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with you.
所以当我们为主冒险的时候，第一个你要求主的旨意。
That's why when we take risks for God, the first thing we need to do is ask God's will.
做一件你没有办法完成的事情。
To do something that you cannot do by yourself.
第二。
The second point.
我们不做独行侠。
We do not want to act alone.
他说主啊，请你叫我到你那里去。
Peter said, Lord, tell me to come to you.
竟然耶稣跟他说来吧。
And Jesus replied, "Come."
耶稣没有跟他说你什么不要出风头啊，不要什么什么。
Jesus did not say, "Okay, do not show off, back off."
我们读到这段，我们常常忘记彼得曾经下船走在水面上。
When we read this passage, we always forget that Peter did get off the boat, walked on the water.
我们只记得彼得掉到水里面。
We only remember the point that Peter fell into the water.
但是你仔细看圣经。
But when you read closely,
因为到29节中间说彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走。
When we reach the verse 30, then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus.
在水面上走。
It emphasized walking on the water.
我不知道他走了多久。
I do not know how far he walked.
是一秒钟还是十秒钟？
1 second, 10 seconds.
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not tell us those details.
但是彼得在水面上走。
But Peter was walking on the water.
而且他跟主说，我是要走到你那里去。
He also talked to Jesus that I want to walk to you.
许多时候我们向神求的冒险雄心是要发展自己的事业。
Sometimes what we ask God is to achieve our ambition, to have our own career,
建立自己的王国,
to build up our own kingdom.
但彼得说, 主啊, 我的终点是你。
But Peter said, my destination is you.
这一段路走完了, 我要走到你那里去。
After I walk this journey, I want to be where you are.
这是我们为主冒险的第二个原则。
This is the second reason we want to take risks for God.
不是走完了以后越走越远。
It's not, the reason is not when we walk, we will be further and further away from God.
如果神祝福你的话，你发现你越来越孤单。
If God blesses you, you found that the more you walk, the more lonely you feel.
或者事业越来越大，或者地位越来越高，或者钱越来越多。
Or you build up your kingdom, your career to be so huge and successful business.
甚至教会越来越大。
Or even the church became a mega church.
但是我们发现很多企业的主管、教会的牧师或者高位的人都很孤单。
But we found that many executives of successful business, even some preachers, some pastors in the church, they feel very lonely.
出了很大的问题。
There's a big problem here.
因为他们越走离神越远。
Because the further they went, the further they were away from God.
他们并没有求把主做他们的终点。
They did not ask God, did not request God to be the destination.
我不知道彼得走多远。
I did not know how far Peter walked.
但是我知道当彼得他是靠着往耶稣那里走的。
But one thing for sure, I know Peter was walking towards God.
我不晓得他走得跟耶稣多近。
I also did not know how close he was to Jesus.
但是有一点我能确定。
But one point I was sure.
就是他跟耶稣近到一个地步，当他沉下去的时候，耶稣一把就把他拉起来。
The point I was sure is that when he was so close to God that when at the moment he fell into the water, Jesus just grabbed him out of there right away.
当我们祷告要求神，说我们要为主来冒险的时候，
when we were praying that we want to take risks for God,
我们要祈求神的同在。
We need to ask God's will.
我们要问主的旨意，我们还要祈求神的同在。
We want to ask God's will and we want to ask God's presence with us all the time.
这两个都是属灵经历的一个条件。
These two are pre-assumptions, are the conditions for us to experience God.
第三点。
The third point.
我们要认清我们的奖赏。
We need to be clear about our reward.
彼得本来还走在水面上。
Peter was walking on the water.
但是当风，他看到风浪大起来了。
When he saw the huge waves around him.
他就掉下去了。
He fell.
他失去了信心。
He lost faith.
所以当耶稣他就跟耶稣喊救我。
He cried out to God, to Lord, save me, Lord.
有人说这是圣经里面最短的祷告。
Someone says this is the shortest prayer in the whole Bible.
就是主啊救我。
Lord, save me.
英文比中文还要短。
The English version is even shorter than the Chinese one.
但是也有人说这是最有用的祷告。
But someone also said this is the most helpful prayer that we have in the Bible.
因为一个不掉下去的人，他不会这样对主来呼喊。
Because the one who never fell down would never give such cry to God.
哎呀，我们有健康保险。
We have health insurance.
我们有汽车保险。
We have a car insurance.
我们有房屋保险。
We have a house insurance.
哎呀，我们不论在教会，不论在家里，我们祷告的这个是拉拉杂杂一大堆。
No matter where we are, while in church or home, when we pray, we have a whole long list of prayer.
常常是在我们一个美好的生活上面，或者是能够再多加添一些吧。
Most of those cases are some nice addition to our already nice life.
但是神看重的新约主耶稣常常让我们看见神看重的是那些向他呼求的。
But we see a lot from the New Testament that what Jesus valued the most is the one who cried out to him.
是那些在最深的难处里面的。
Are those who are in the deepest trouble.
说主啊救我。
And cried out loud saying, God, save me.
这个祷告一出来。
When this prayer came out,
耶稣就把他拉上了。
And Jesus grabbed him out of the water.
耶稣的确责备他信心不够。
Jesus did scold him for lack of faith.
但是彼得曾经下了船。
But Peter did get off the boat.
彼得曾经在海面上走。
And Peter did walk on the water.
彼得冒很大的险。
Peter took a huge risk.
因为当他下船的时候，他不确定他能不能在水面上走，
because、
对不对？
Because when he got off the boat, he was not sure whether he would stay on the water because he is a fisherman.
他很可能可以在水面上走，是 which is 他从来没有经历过，他也很可能沉下去。
He might be able to walk on the water, which he never experienced, but also most likely he would fall and sink.
他沉下去的时候，耶稣可能会救他，他也可能会淹死。
When he fell, Jesus might save him. Him or the other cases, he might drown.
他不知道他的老师会是什么反应。
He didn't know what Jesus' response would be.
但是彼得跨出了冒险信心的这一步。
But Peter took this huge, risky, faithful step.
不论如何。他不愿意错过这个奖赏。
No matter what, he does not want to miss such a reward.
什么奖赏？
What reward?
一个毕生难忘的属灵经历。
A spiritual experience that he'll never forget all his whole life.
我常常在想象。
Often I always imagine.
后来他们这个耶稣就带着彼得上船哈，经文告诉我们。
Later Jesus brought Peter to get on the boat.
我不晓得耶稣是牵着彼得走上船呢。
I was not sure whether it was Jesus leading Peter to get on the boat.
还是像动画片，耶稣是拖着彼得走上船呢？
Or it's like some cartoon may describe like Peter, Jesus was dragging Peter into the boat.
还是耶稣是抱着彼得上船呢？
Or maybe Jesus was carrying Peter over the boat.
但是他们两个上了船，船就到了对岸。
But we know that when they got on the boat reached the other side.
一群人下船了。
The crowd got off the boat.
船上有十二个门徒。
There were 12 disciples total on the boat.
下了船，十一个人排在，十二个人排站。
While walking on shore, and there were a line of 12 disciples.
十一个人衣服是干的。
11 of them had dry clothes.
有一个人衣服是湿的。
One was soaked wet.
我问你，是衣服干的人有信心，还是衣服湿的人有信心？
Let me ask you, who has faith? The one who is drenched wet or the one who have clothes dry?
回答我。
Answer me.
湿的有信心。
We all answer that the wet one has faith.
不符合圣经。不符合圣经。
It's not符合。
不跟圣经不。
It does not match the Bible.
因为耶稣说彼得是没有信心。
Because the Bible, Jesus told us, Peter, you have little faith. That's why he fell and his clothes got wet.
当然我知道你的意思。
But I know what you mean.
这也是我今天要邀请大家的。
This is also what I want to invite everyone today.
那十一个人在那里笑彼得啊。
Those 11 disciples were laughing at Peter.
又是他。
It's him again.
每次都是他。
Every time it's him.
啊，每次耶稣到后来骂的都是他。
Each time Jesus was scolding, the one he was scolding was Peter.
就爱在水上走吗？
you want to walk on water, you want to show off.
彼得可能也不好意思。
Peter probably felt embarrassed as well.
看看自己是湿的，别人是干的。
Look at himself, I'm so wet, everyone else is dry.
湿的表示你曾经掉到水里面过。
Being wet means that you once were in the water.
掉到水里面是因为你没有信心。
Because when you the reason you fell in the water is because you did not have faith.
彼得他曾经有信心。
Peter once had faith.
他有一个下船的信心。
He had the faith to get off the boat.
他也在水上走了几步。
He also walked a few steps on the water.
他有在水上走的信心。
He also had the faith to walk on the water.
但是最大的问题是在当他的眼睛从耶稣的身上离开，看到他的环境的时候，他失去了他的信心。
The biggest problem happened was when he put his eyes away from Jesus and looked at his environment. Then he lost faith.
今天很多基督徒的问题就在看环境。
A lot of problems many Christians face today is to look at the environment.
教会的事工都是根据环境。
A lot of service we have in the church.
我们的祷告都是根据环境。
Our prayers are based on environment.
我们所做的决定也是根据环境。
The decisions we make are also based on environment.
我们的眼光已经从我们主的身上离开了。
We already lift our eyes away from Jesus.
这是我们失去信心的时候。
This is when we lose faith.
信心做什么用？
What is the usage of faith?
信心是帮助我们胜过风浪的。
Faith enables us to overcome storm.
但是我们看见今天许多人跟彼得一样，我们反而叫风浪来决定我们的信心。
We see many people are similar to Peter, that we let the environment or situation to decide our faith.
各位弟兄姊妹，从船上下来。
Every brother and sisters, get off the boat.
从船上下来。
Get off the boat.
我知道水是软的。
I know the water is soft.
船是硬的。
And the boat is solid.
但是主邀请你从船上下来。
But the Lord commands us to get off the boat.
你需要冒险。
You need to take a risk.
但是当你为主冒险，你有这样的经历，你一辈子难忘。
But you know that when you do take a risk for God, you will never forget such experience.
这个不是主说的，这是我说的。
This is not what the Lord said.
说你看我有十二个门徒。
Look, there are 12 disciples.
只有一个门徒曾经跟我在水面上走过。
And there was only one disciple who ever walked with me on the water.
是你吗？
Is that one you?
历代教会，圣经前后
，the churches over the ages，
只有一个门徒跟耶稣在水面上走。
And throughout the whole Bible, there's only one disciple who walked with Jesus on the water.
这是他的奖赏。
This is his reward.
当他以后服事碰到困难的时候。
When he faces challenges in his service.
当他碰到逼迫的时候。
When he faces persecution.
当他碰到同工不和的时候。
When he faces the argument among co-workers.
他始终记得在水面上的那几秒钟。
He still remembered the few seconds he had on the water.
可以让他不断地服事下去。
Those few seconds enable him to serve forever.
他始终记得他可以向主喊说主啊救我。
He still remembered that he cried out to Lord. He can cry out to Lord that say, Lord save me.
即使他身上湿了，众人说你以为你在做什么？你看你没有信心。
Even though that he was all wet, people may point at him saying, what are you thinking you're doing? Look at yourself.
但是他一点都不害羞。
But he was not ashamed.
他知道当初他曾经求说主啊，请你叫我走过去。
Because he knew that he first asked God, Lord, tell me to come to you.
他耳边还清楚地还记得听见主说来吧。
He clearly remember what the Lord told him, come.
他也记得主把他拉上来的那一刻。
He also remembered the moment that Jesus took him out of the water.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister.
来吧。
Come.
为着主跨出你的船。
Get off the boat and take a risk for Lord.
为着主冒险。
Take risks for Lord.
主动求人家饶恕你要冒险。主动请人家饶恕你跟人家说道歉。
Ask someone, take an active role to ask someone to forgive you.
在学校祷告，在公司祷告要冒险。
If you pray in the company or pray in school, that also involves taking risks.
就算你在教会碰到一个新朋友，你必好像没看到他也可以。如果你要走上去跟他打招呼，你要冒险。
Even when in the church you are greeting a new friend, you walk up to that person, and that takes risks.
对人传福音也是要冒险。
When you're preaching gospel to someone new, then you are taking a risk.
因为当你从船上走去的那一刻，你不知道下面会发生什么。
Because when the moment you get off the boat, you do not know what's going to happen next.
当你这个钱投资出去的时候，你永远不晓得有多少会回来。
When you give out the money, invest the money, you do not know how much more you are going to get back.
毕竟我们来到美国，不就是一个很大的冒险吗？
Look around us. When we come to America, that's a huge risk taking.
但是我们不看环境。
But we do not look at the situation.
我们听主的声音。
We listen to God's voice.
我们按着主的呼召来走。
We follow God's will.
虽然我们中间有失去信心的时候。
Even though sometimes we lose faith.
但是我们依然走在神呼召我们的路上。
But we keep our eyes focused on God. We walk the way towards God.
周围的人可以看不出来，可以笑我们。
People around us may not see this point. They may laugh at us.
但是我们里面有那样一个关头的经历，一个难忘的经历。
But in our heart, deep in our heart, we had this experience.
那样的经历使得我们能够服侍主，一直到我们见他的面。
That experience enabled us to serve Lord forever until the day we see Him.
爱我们的天父上帝，我们感谢。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
是你赐下你的儿子耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
It is you who gave your dearest son Jesus to us to become our savior.
让我们能够凭着对主的信心来走我们人生的道路。
Let us walk our life journey with the faith in you.
主，我们必须要说我们信，但我们信不足。
Lord, we must say that we believe, but our belief is not strong.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你呼召我们。
Please call us.
让我们能够为着你来冒险。
Let us take risks for you.
求你成为我们的目标，让我们走到你那里去。
Let you be our goal, our emphasis. We walk towards you.
在我们失去信心的时候，求你拉我们一把。
When we lose faith, please pull us up.
并且一路带我们走这条永生的道。
And lead us along this whole way to the forever ending life.
特别为着安城华人基督教会来祷告。
Especially, we want to pray for the Ann Arbor Christian Chinese Church.
求你在这里兴起更多属你的子民。
Please arise many, many more people who believe in you.
从他们的船上下来。
Get off the boat.
走在水面上。
Walk on the water.
往我们的主耶稣走。
Walk towards Jesus.
成为他们一个最大的奖赏
become their biggest reward
成为他们一生难忘的经历
and become an unforgettable spiritual experience in their whole life
我们这样祷告
We pray
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名
In Jesus' holy name
Amen
Amen